process. So number one, my point number one was, our love for God is measured by our obedience to God. See, action is what we're talking about, not a feeling, okay? But number two, our love for the Bible is measured by our time spent in the Bible. Let me prove that to you from the Bible. You don't have to turn there, but Psalm 119:97, the Bible says, "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day." You see that? David said, "Let me prove to you, God, that I love the Bible, that I love the laws of God. I meditate on it all day. That's how I prove that I love the Bible." If you read the Bible for 1 hour, you love the Bible 1 hour. You read the Bible for 30 seconds a day, you read the Bible for 1 minute a day, you don't read the Bible at all. You don't love the Bible. Because your love for the Bible is measured by how much you read the Bible, by how much you memorize the Bible, by how much you meditate on the Bible. That's the measure of your love. You say, "But whenever I hear the Bible, I get a loving feeling." But do you read the Bible? Do you know the Bible? Do you spend time with God in the Bible? You see, you spend time watching TV because you love TV. You spend time watching sports because you love sports. I spend time with my wife because I love my wife. I spend time with my kids because I love my kids. I spend time with things that I love. If I don't spend time with the Bible, I don't love the Bible. If you spend time with the Bible, you're expressing your love for the Bible when you meditate upon the Word of God day and night, like David did. He had a lot of love for the Bible. He's not just saying that. He's showing his love for the Bible by meditating on the Bible. Sad thing, if you love TV, and I don't even have a TV. I threw my TV out in the trash so long ago, I can't even remember what TV is like. Okay. But I'm going to tell you something. It's pretty sad if you watch TV more than you read the Bible. That's a very sad thing. Because that shows that you love some box, some tube somewhere. You love a bunch of whores and whoremongers in Hollywood somewhere that you don't even know, that are against everything that we stand for in this church, that are against everything that God is for, that are against everything that the Bible says, and you would rather sit down and listen to them talk to you than to let the Spirit of the living God talk to you from the pages of this book. That's pretty sad. You want Brad Pitt to talk to you, or do you want Jesus Christ to talk to you? Do you want Angelina Jolie to talk to you, or do you want God to talk to you? Do you want Tom Hanks to talk to you? Or do you want God to talk to you? That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to listen to Tom Hanks, the God-hating devil who made the movie The Da Vinci Code. Yes, that's right. I hope you never go to see another movie again. But if you do, don't see one of that God-hating devil's movies. His anti-God film. Casting light on the Bible. Casting light on the sinless life of Jesus Christ, saying that he had some affair with some woman or some garbage like that. God help us. God pity us as Christians if we're going to sit down and love the world more than we love the Bible. If any man loved the world, the Bible says the love of the Father is not in him. See, now we're bringing down to brass tacks about what love really is. Where's your love? Do you love the Bible? Spend time in the Bible. You say, "But Pastor Ernest, I do love the Bible." Then wake up tomorrow morning, get out your Bible reading chart, look up, August 6th? Hey, all right. Look up August 6th and read the Bible. And then when you're done with the Bible, close the Bible and say, "I love the Bible. I love you, God." And God will believe you because you just read it. You see what I'm saying? You got to show your love to God with action.